is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
U.S. considers putting North Korea on terror sponsor list. Tunisia holds second round of historic elections. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says the United States is reviewing whether to put North Korea back onto its lists of state sponsors of terrorism following a cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which U.S. officials blame on the communist nation. In remarks on CNN's State of the Union broadcast Sunday, President Obama said he did not consider the hack an act of war, but a very costly and expensive example of cyber vandalism. North Korea denies it was responsible for hacking Sony Pictures' computer network and posting embarrassing emails and other private data. The hackers warned it could be a bitter fate for anyone attending a public showing of the movie The Interview. Sony canceled that movie's release, scheduled for December 25th. Tunisians voted Sunday in the second and final round of a landmark presidential election. Lisa Bryant has details.
Current president, 75-year-old Moncef Marzouki, a human rights activist, has accused the frontrunner, 88-year-old Beji Caid Essebsi, who led the first round of presidential voting in November, of wanting to restore the old guard ousted in the revolution. For his part, Mr. Essebsi has described Mr. Marzouki as an extremist, whose three-year tenure as president has been disastrous. Mr. Essebsi refused to hold a debate with Mr. Marzouki ahead of the runoff. If Mr. Essebsi wins the presidency, his party will control all key parts of Tunisia's government. But El Nahda and the Islamists still remain a powerful political force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani visited Mount Sinjar after Kurdish Peshmerga fighters broke a siege of the area by Islamic State fighters. The president of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region says Peshmerga fighters have taken control of all roads leading to the mountain and have liberated the area where thousands of persecuted Yazidis were trapped. Tensions are rising along the Israeli border with the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Israel says its first airstrike on Gaza since the 50-day war last summer is a warning to the Islamic militant group Hamas after Palestinians fired a rocket across the border. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The rocket did not cause any injuries or damage and may have been fired by a renegade group. But Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon says Hamas rules Gaza and therefore it is responsible. Hamas is defiant, even though it took a severe beating during the seven-week war. The group's spokesman, Sami Abu Zuhri, warned Israel against further airstrikes and called for the international community to restrain Israel. The tit-for-tat attacks and intensifying rhetoric have raised fears of a new round of conflict. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Egypt has temporarily reopened its border with Gaza to allow those stranded in Egypt to enter the Palestinian territory. The crossing is open on both sides through Monday for the return of stranded travelers, medical patients, and incoming humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The Rafah crossing was closed in late October after a deadly attack that killed more than 30 Egyptian soldiers. President Obama condemned the shooting of two New York City police officers at point-blank range in broad daylight Saturday while they were sitting in their patrol car. The gunman is identified as 28-year-old Ishmael Brinsley, who ambushed the officers in the borough of Brooklyn before shooting and killing himself in a nearby subway station. Brinsley was black. The officers are Asian and Hispanic. Here's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Our city is in mourning. Our hearts are heavy. We lost two good men who devoted their lives to protecting all of us.
The shooting comes at a time of increased tension in New York and around the U.S. following the decisions by grand juries not to indict white police officers for the killings of unarmed black men. President Obama says he'll do everything he can to close a U.S. military prisoner at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In a CNN broadcast Sunday, Mr. Obama said the prison continues to inspire jihadists and extremists around the world and that the United States is spending millions of dollars for each inmate housed there. He also said the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, runs contrary to the values of the U.S. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
Sam Smith is in the running for 6 Grammys. He's also one of the first 3 confirmed performers for the Brit Awards. The other 2 are Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. I'm not the only one on VOA 1.
You and me, we made a vow. For better or for worse. I can't believe you let me down. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now.
know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so unfadable. Now sadly I know why. Your heart is unobtainable, even though God knows you kept mine.
Just watch. Don't believe me. Just watch. Don't believe me. Just watch. Don't believe me. son. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sex dead and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't break about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sex dead and flown it.
It's new music on VOA 1.
dentist and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh,
Ray McDonald with Vance Joy, who gave up a career playing Australian rules football to become a singer. Last year, Vance signed a 5-album contract with Atlantic Records, and that's his new one. It's called Riptide. Janet Jackson recently surfaced. She was visiting a UNICEF refugee camp in Syria. If you'd like to see the photos, head over to my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com. In the meantime, I have Ariana Grande and The Weeknd coming up on VOA1.
Wait a minute.